Hi, it's Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm an executive job search and leadership coach, the head coach of JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, and welcome. Yesterday, I shared a podcast that asked the question, what makes you think you're the most qualified? And today's show is a variation on that. I think it's a more extreme question, and it has a trickier answer to it, or actually a trickier requirement to it. And today's question is, what makes you one of the best, or what makes you think you're one of the best? I love the setup to this. And as I said on the show, I originally did the employer side of this as a video, and now I'm giving you the way to answer it in case someone is obnoxious enough to ask it of you. I hope you find the show helpful, and now let's get going, okay?
Last week I did a video for employers with an interview technique I've seen many of them use over the course of time, where they try to put people on the defensive by asking, so what makes you one of the best? Why are you one of the best people in what you do? Now, you know, that's the advertising, that's the promotion, that's one of the early questions. And here's where it becomes particularly tricky, in that the correct response for the candidate is, of course, you're going to talk about what you've done that makes you strong. And their response is to say, that doesn't sound like so much. And what they're really looking for you to do is to defend yourself. Because people who have self-confidence and determination, who are high performers, can answer that question succinctly, to the point, and when they're challenged, you know, they fight for it. They don't just simply say, oh, okay. So for the classic example is the salesperson. What makes you a top performer? Well, I'm a top two performer at my current firm. I've had the top sales numbers, among the top sales numbers. That doesn't sound like such a big deal. What? What I've done is, and you start going through three or four different points that make you stand out from the other salespeople in your firm, and instead of going, oh, okay, you know, going, oh, okay, and answering a question about what makes you the best, being dismissed by an employer and accepting that isn't the mark of a top achiever. Top achievers know they're top achievers. They defend themselves when they're questioned. They battle. They fight. They care. And just going, oh, okay, it isn't the benchmark of a top performer.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a couple of ways that you can engage with me. The first one is connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention when you reach out to connect that you listen to the show. I enjoy finding out who my fans are. Next, if you're an executive and you're interested in job search or leadership coaching, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, put the phrase executive job search coaching or leadership coaching. I'd be happy to help you in either way. I want to be clear, I'm not a recruiter. I'm a coach, helping you play bigger, having a set of eyes and ears on your circumstances so that you don't make mistakes that are costly. If you're not an executive, the best way to engage is with JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. I have the best of my information there. Plus, you can ask me questions throughout your job search. I'll answer them. It'll help you. It'll help other people. There's going to be a community of individuals there that you can also get advice from. Again, JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.